tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. At sundown Monday, local time, the latest agreement aimed at halting the fighting between Syrian government and the rebel forces goes into effect. The agreement also promotes the end of President Bashar al-Assad's rule, Assad's rule, that is, over the country. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he sees obstacles.
Just getting this plan for cessation of hostilities to start is going to be quite difficult. We saw how difficult it was despite limited success of the cessation of hostilities back in February. And it's hard to initiate it. It's hard to maintain it without any sort of apparent mechanism to ensure compliance on either side.
The deal was negotiated between the United States, which backs the rebels, and Russia, which has sided with Assad's government. Like most of the previous ceasefire efforts, this one starts with a small 48-hour timeline. Afghan security forces Monday killed two armed suicide bombers to end a two-hour siege at a main hospital in the southern city of Kandahar. Authorities say the suspects in suicide vests entered the hospital and opened fire on security guards. A spokesman told VOA no patients or hospital staff were harmed. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Though, suspicion fell on the Taliban because Kandahar is known as the birthplace of the Islamist insurgency. Just 2 days after North Korea's nuclear test, Korea's defense ministry is warning that Pyongyang could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The warning comes as U.S. and South Korean defense officials met Monday, condemning North Korea's latest nuclear test. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un considers nuclear weapons to be tools of survival for his regime. This is VOA News.